Welcome to Web Errands, an opportunity to grow with us. By the way, this is our first episode and thank you for tuning in. This is Greg, your partner in business. In this episode, I'm going to explore and summarize the things that we're going to be focusing on throughout our podcast sessions. Number one, we're going to be focusing on web design. What is it that we're going to be discussing concerning or regarding the web design? We're going to be touching few things, including the programming languages, including PHP, JavaScript, Python, C++, and many more. Number two, we're going to be also checking how to design or develop a website using the frameworks. Number three, we're going to be checking also the importance of a reliable hosting for your website. Number four, well-designed website. What do I mean by a well-designed website? A well-designed website, I will be focusing on how the coding must be proper on the website, how the coding must be minified or optimized for the good performance of the website. Also, by well-designed website, I mean the mobile-friendly website. What is a mobile-friendly website? Is it a website with many good colors that is attractive, eye-catching, or what? No, not exactly that. Although that matters as well, it's important to have a website that catches the eyes of the visitors or internet users. But what is it that I'm talking about when I speak about mobile-friendly? I'm referring to a website whereby it's easy to navigate categories, content, services, and whatsoever is in the site without having to spend more time struggling to find the content or the products, the services of that company. Also, when coming to programming languages, we're going to be discussing how to apply PHP, how to develop a website using PHP from A to Z. And we're going to be giving a daily tips also on our website, which is webearrants.com. And also, with more podcast sessions, we'll be touching topics one by one. We encourage those who want to learn web design to follow us, to follow this podcast, as we are going to learn a lot throughout our lessons. And we're going to also grow and be equipped when it comes to building and developing a website using frameworks. It's easy these days to develop a website using frameworks because with frameworks, you don't have to do everything from A to Z, starting from scratch. There are many frameworks that are ready for you to come and customize them. So it's easy that way. And one of the frameworks that we like most, and actually it's more, let me not mention them. We're going to mention them on our next episodes. And also a web hosting. It's important to host a website with a reliable hosting provider. And Web Errands is one of the reliable hosting provider with a better security, which is fast and optimized for content delivery, which we call a CDN. A well-designed website. We are more interested in having or developing websites that are mobile friendly because when people search for something on the internet, let's say I want to buy a laptop. If I visit your website and you have that laptop on your website, I should not struggle to purchase that laptop. The steps to purchase laptops must be straightforward. Because if I have to struggle to buy a laptop on your website, I will end up leaving the website, your website, and visiting another company's website to buy that very same laptop. And the worst part is that you may find that the laptop on your website is cheaper But because of it, the website is not mobile friendly, I will end up losing interest, losing trust on this website because of how difficult it is to purchase on it. Thank you for listening. As we've discussed about the things that we're going to cover throughout our podcast sessions related or regarding web design. Number two, we're going to be discussing also and exploring the graphic design and also giving out lessons or teaching about how to use Photoshop, CorelDRAW, graphic design with free softwares. So with Photoshop, CorelDRAW, we're going to be doing that manually and also practically showing you from mock-up, posters, flyers, and business cards. At the end of the day, when it comes to graphic design, we normally call it a mint of creativity. It means before you go to the program that designing a business card or a poster, you must already have in mind what you want, how you want your design to be. And with the help of Photoshop, you'll be able to design because there is almost all the features to bring what is into your mind into reality. So we're going to be teaching you about the features you can use on Photoshop, CorelDRAW, and also the softwares on your phone that you can download on your iPhone or Android device. So, as I've said, we call a graphic design a mint of creativity, bringing your imagination into existence. Before you go to your Photoshop or CorelDRAW or to the app on the phone, already we encourage that you have a design in mind. That way you'll be able to deliver a better quality designed flyers and business card and many more, also logo, because normally you need to know what exactly you want before you visit Photoshop. That way it's easy and it will help you to align to the or with the vision or the mission of the company. Number three, in our episodes we'll also be touching search engine optimizations, also known as SEO. In this topic, we're going to be exploring basic integration and setup of SEO on your website. And also, the SEO is made up of two things, technically and spiders. What do I mean by technically? You know, search engines are more interested in the websites that are healthy. What do I mean healthy? Number one, websites that are secured. Because it's hard for search engines to rank your website on first page on Google while it is not secured. Google is more concerned about the safety for internet users. Number two, spiders. We are referring to the companies that are recommending your website for certain services or content or products. If you are selling laptops and no one is recommending you on the internet, it becomes difficult for search engines like Google to trust your website or to rank your website on page one on Google if there is no one recommending you. Same applies to me. How can I trust a website without a good reviews? How can I trust a company without a good reviews? This is how it works also on search engines. Your website must have a good reviews, must have spiders, websites pointing to your website. Reliable companies recommending or pointing to your website for good services. Technically, your website must be healthy, the coding must be proper, and it must be hosted with a reliable server or under a reliable server. The other thing that we're going to explore is niche. You know, if when you start a website, Don't try to be a jack of all trades on your links or on your categories. The website must be known. What is it? The main purpose of the website must be known by users. If I'm selling laptops and I'm known for selling laptops, it will be an error tomorrow. If I start speaking about media, it doesn't correspond at all. Or if you are a publisher and you are blogging about food, it will be an error tomorrow if you add animals on your blog, content about animals, because it doesn't correspond. Because Google needs to know where to rank your website. But if you want to expand your niche, it's important to also expand to your spiders, companies or websites pointing to your website regarding those topics. But the niche must be specific. It's important. If you are selling something or you are specializing with graphic design, stick to that, and whatever content you give on your website, let it be more related to graphic design. So that way, Google will know where to rank your website on search results. And also, when you are a publisher or a blogger, it's important to note that when you write content, don't write content only for search engines to be placed on first, on top five search results. Remember to write content more for people than search engines, because the more you write a content for search engines, that's where they are going to lower your rankings. But when you write a content for people instead of search engines, Google will analyze the sessions and the engagement time on your website. And when you write your content for people, people are going to engage to it. And the more people engage to your content, that's when Google improve your rankings. You become trusted on search results. Thank you for listening. And we're going to explore more. Stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you.